Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest Puerto Rican from Brooklyn. Louis B is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Louis B is on a quest to seek out corruption and give them a swift kick into the balls. Broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we play the most kick-ass unsigned artists. I search for the best music that you've never heard of. That's right, no mind-controlled corporate shit with subliminal messages, just pure music. I'm your host, Louis B., your Brooklyn Puerto Rican with a passion to entertain and deliver the best music. Please support all of the artists that we play. And if you want more unsigned goodness, check out crotchshotradio.com/music for the list of kick-ass acts. I'm adding some kick-ass concerts and our past shows to crotchshot.com/TV. We already have some concerts and shows up, so check us out. Before we get started, we usually have a prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
That's right, shut your goddamn ass up! Yo, today we're going to be having an interview with Farther From Resolution, also known as FFR. They're a rock alternative group from Long Island, New York. We're going to be talking to the band Mike, Danny, AJ, and Mike D'Angelo. So hopefully we're waiting for them to call in. And, we're going to interview them, and we're going to kick some ass. So, right now we got Cool Guy. Hey, Cool Guy.
Hey, what's up, Louie?
Hey. So last time you were on the show, you went off in a huff. How? Any updates?
I'm just really upset with what you did now.
Well? Wait, what happened?
I'm not happy with what happened, so I'm not sure what to do.
Well, I mean, you're not. I thought you just wanted to be friends with this girl.
I'm not too sure.
Alrighty. Well, Cool Guy, let me call you. Let me put you on mute. We got Mike. Mike! Okay, wait. Did I unmute him? Oh, okay.
Mike, what's up? Mikey.
Louis.
What's up, Mikey?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Mikey from Father for Resolution, also known as FFR. We've been playing their stuff for, a year and a half already?
Yeah, it's probably been like two, man.
2 years?
We've been around the block for a while, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
We got the whole band here. We got you on speaker.
Hey, what up, guys?
What's up? What's going on, man?
Woo! So, yeah, man, so a bunch of Long Island guys. So, I heard you guys are coming out with a new album.
Yeah, May 16th, Mutants at Table 9. It's going to be a new album. We're putting it out at Sunday. It's going to be pretty big. Pretty big show we got going down at Ollie's Point in Amityville. And, it should be pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, what's the name of the album?
The Mutants at Table 9.
The Mutants at Table 9. What's with the name?
I think we went with more of our funnier side, because we've been very serious, you know. We take serious pictures. We always have lemon face on instead of face. So, you know, we decided to let our hair down, so to speak.
So there's no angst in this album?
No, well, for some people.
For some people. So what, you're gonna, what is this? You just, you're calling some people out?
No, we are our drummer.
The old drummer or the new drummer?
No, we got rid of our old bassist.
Oh.
We've kept with this drummer for a long time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because I remember the last time we spoke, you guys were talking about something, you know, this douchebag didn't want to work, so you had to, like, boot him.
More or less, yeah. We got the new guy here.
Is he still a douche though, or is he at least working?
No, he's in another band. He's cool. We're cool with him. So.
What? No. I'm talking about the new bassist.
Oh yeah, sometimes.
I can be a pretty big fucking lot.
Oh, okay.
So what else is going on, man? What are you doing today? What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You're the show.
Oh, I'm the show?
Yeah, you guys are the show today.
Wait, what's this? I'm the show. You're the fucking singer. That's the leader of the band.
I'm number one, baby.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So I mean, Mike. I was studying your picture, dude. Shave, dude. That's all I can say. To get a raise on that face, because, you know.
Yeah, man.
Or at least grow a mustache or something to match it up, because, I mean, the beard ain't working anymore.
I got the whole beard working today.
Oh, you got the whole?
I like changed up. I'm like Lady Gaga. I switch it up all the time.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, well, back to the album. I mean, what tracks are on it? Did you send me some of the tracks, or...
I think you got Brutal Goodbye, right?
Hold on, let me check here. Let me FFR going to the I still have you as Farther from Resolution. Yeah, I got Smokescreen, Stay, Move On, Save Us, Still Hours, which is a kick ass track.
Really, Thank you, man.
Still Hours is should be on the radio. Well, other radio. Over the air radio. It is on the radio. My radio, but, you know.
That's all it counts.
So, yeah.
That's all. One on Crotch Shot.
Yeah, so we got Midnight Rider.
Midnight Rider?
Talks bad about...
Okay.
What? Yeah, man.
I don't think I wrote that song.
All right, let's go to the phone. Let's go to Georgia.
What the fuck?
Yo.
That was a fuck up.
Ah, it's all right, man. It's cool. We're big David Hasselhoff fans.
So yeah. So what are the names on the track? Where is there a track list up? I'm looking at your MySpace right now.
Not yet. We I don't think we've officially made the track list yet. Well, no, we kind of did. Our producer did. He kind of gave us a copy of the CD final mix, and he's like, "This is it, man. This is your CD." So, yeah, it's still ours is on it. Save Us, Move On, Smokescreen, all those songs are on it. We got a couple of other ones on there too, and we just it's 10 tracks total. So
okay. Yeah, that's cool. So you guys are only doing it for the pound cake.
Dude.
The pound cake is fucking great. You know why?
Why?
Because it's sex without love.
Oh. Yes. And as we all know, sex with love is just square.
There's nothing wrong with it, but there's something great about pound cake.
Oh, well, you know, I like to put icing on my pound cake.
Oh, wow. Hi, Jerry. Oh, I didn't know you were...
Hey, you know, I put some chocolate ice cream, chocolate icing on my pound cake. Give it some flavor. You know, that and, you know, and drink it down with some malt liquor, you know, just for shits and giggles.
Dude, yeah. Malt liquor is the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, like Billy D. Williams works every time.
Billy D. Williams is the man.
So yeah, so I mean, what besides you trying to go for like a funny, not serious kick to it? I mean, what else were your influences when going into the writing of the songs for this CD?
Well, writing the songs for the CD was probably like a year and a half to 2 year just culmination of all the things that we've done in the past, things that we were doing going through the transition. And actually, the new guy, the new bassist, Mike, he actually came up with the idea for the name, more or less because we were like, well, you need a homework assignment, so go fucking do something. So, That's more or less what he did, and then rest is kind of history. We enjoyed the name. We did this pretty kick-ass photo shoot where we had a bunch of friends of ours acting as if they were high-class people, and then we were ourselves, and throwing shit around the restaurant and drinking beers, and it was pretty good. It was pretty cool. I think the concept of the CD and the artwork and stuff is kind of shows a different side to us that, you know, like, because a lot of the music is kind of aggressive and, a little bit different than what we actually feel. We're really not depressed people.
No one realizes what fun-loving folks we are.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, the mosh pit will just be with pillows, huh? You just pillow fight in the mosh pit, no?
Fine. Pillow fight mosh pits are too violent.
Oh,
we stick with poetry jams.
Oh. Roses are red, violets are blue. I fucked your mom. Ha ha.
That dude, I told you that was a real poem.
Yeah. Oh. that's as mom poetry as it is. Okay, hold on. Where's my bat? All right, now let's start talking shit. No, I'm just kidding. So, what happened?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
So, okay, when it comes to this track, trying to think here. So how will people be able to find it?
Well, what they would do is go to ffrband.com, and we'll keep you updated. We actually have a new site that's going to be up and running in about a week or so. Right now, it directs you right to the MySpace, which is where most of the info is. But once the site is up and running, it'll probably launch in about a week, and it'll be pretty sick. You'll probably have some streaming music and some a lot of videos. We're doing a lot of webisodes right now, kind of like a diary of what we've been doing, what we did in the studio, and pretty cool Star Wars theme and.
Diarrhea.
Kind of like a diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say diarrhea.
Yeah, I still think it's hilarious that, you know, I'm still playing you guys, and it was my ex-girlfriend that introduced me to you guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys remain, and the girlfriend's gone, and you know, yeah, which is all fine and dandy because a cunt fucking stunk to hell, so that's why I had to let her go.
Whoa! Danny.
All right, so how? Wait. So now we're interviewing you. How long with this cranky vagina?
Yeah, cranky cunt is like what I used to call her. About 9 months.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Then now she got gastric bypass. She's looking good now. And she's dating some dude that looks like he's from some little twat rock band. So it's whatever.
Nice. Hey, Louie, I got a leading question for you.
Okay.
I think we broadcast this out. And this is a question that's very important to us.
All right, yeah, I'm very good with relationship advice, so shoot, I will be your guru.
Is there any nice way to tell a girl that she needs to shave her asshole?
Yeah, what you do is you get some Nair and you slather on, and don't tell her it's Nair. until you just, and then you could say, hey, after, hey, it's burning. Okay, let's go to the shower, and you spray it off, and boom. Hairless butthole.
That's kind of cheating. You're not really telling her that she needs to shave it. You're just doing it for her. And then what's going to happen when it all grows back eventually? Then you're going to have another hairy asshole.
Well, here, this is this is the question I have for you. What you doing in a, you're in a rock band. What you doing in a fucking serious relationship? If she got a hairy asshole, dump her ass and hang out with the groupies. I'm pretty sure you guys got a whole bunch of chicks.
Wait, whoa. You obviously haven't been to any of our shows. No, we're actually all happily committed guys. We're all spoken for.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Nah, you know, it's all right, man. It's cool.
You guys are young guys. Come on.
Ah, it's all right, man. It's cool. We're not spring chickens anymore. And, you know, you gotta settle down at some point. Still fun to play music though.
Why you gotta settle down?
I don't know.
Seriously, think of it this way: if you marry these chicks, or God forbid, knock them up, and you have to pay child support, you know they're gonna be trying to say, "Oh, well, you need to get yourself a real job and stop playing." They'll pull the yoko on you. Well, or worse, if you get married to them, they're gonna probably want to sleep with one of the guys from Slipknot, get a divorce, and take half your crap, and probably get half the royalties from the CD, which is out May 16th.
You must be single, Louie.
single and banging anything I can, including.
Let me give you probably the best person for a rebuttal to that answer.
Okay.
It would be our guitarist Dan, who's happily married and has two lovely children, one who was just born on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
On Wednesday. So
it's still not too late. Run, Dan, run.
But see, I don't know why Mike is telling me to give you a rebuttal, because I agree with everything you just said.
See, I speak no lies. If people follow my advice, they'll be saving a lot of money and heartache.
Oh, man. Mike is pretty good. He just moved in. I had to get the ring first, but Mike just moved in.
Yeah, Mike is getting the what's the expression? He's getting the free from the cow, or whatever they say. Well, however it goes, yeah, why buy the cow if he can bang the cow without marrying her or something like that?
What are you, Indian? I mean, come on, banging the cow?
You know, that, like, the, getting the something for free.
Why buy the cow for free?
Yeah, why buy the cow if you can get sex for free?
Again,
he doesn't have to marry her. Exactly. Be my
Danny, if I were you, I would take your wife to Maury and say those kids aren't mine. And before they get the results, just run.
Dude, they made me sign something this time around. I didn't even know they had to, but when I was up in the hospital a few days, I'm looking at them, like, sign this paperwork. It's like, you know, like, ignition of, like, the attorney. I'm like, wait, what the fuck am I signing here? And it's like a document saying, I admit that I'm the father of this kid. And I'm like, wow, they had in there, too.
Bam, so that means that the kids aren't yours, you're still on the hook.
Exactly. Ooh. It's like you give up everything if you sign this. It's like, and then you go back and you say, wait a second, I don't know about that. It's like, no, just sign, I'm gonna die. Fine, saying this is my. And they're just like, here's a bunch of shit. It was pretty funny. And then I'm like, showing my wife, I'm like, I'm not signing this.
Yeah, word. And she's laying in bed after like what 24 hours of labor. She's like, sign the goddamn thing.
I didn't even realize that they had somebody, and I don't know why I maybe tried it, but it was like, yeah, okay, you're on the hook for the next 18 years, fucko.
Actually, 21 years if he or she goes to college.
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah, so you better get signs because you got some scholarship funds to start saving for.
Yeah, that's right, you guys. We better fucking pick this up. Yeah. I got papers.
if not, there's always prostitution.
Prostitution? Nah, I tried that, man. It didn't work out. You have pictures of them?
I don't know. You know, just a little bit of makeup. You know, truck drivers are a very, very indiscriminate people.
If I had
what the hell,
dude? What are you doing?
What the fuck is this? AJ's going a little out of control over here.
AJ, just start drumming. Just start drumming. Don't worry about it.
And I'm bored. I mean, that's all I do. All
right, Louis, AJ, some questions. So this way he's on board.
Interview AJ a little bit.
No.
So, AJ, how long have you been wearing your little brother's t-shirts?
I can remember, because when you have a physique like E.T., it's hard to find clothing in regular clothes.
Yeah, I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog, really? You could find Super Mario? Come on, hello?
Yeah. Ooh. Ain't nothing wrong with Sonic, man.
Don't be fucking with Sonic the Hedgehog, man. Don't fuck with him.
Man, dude, Sonic's a pirate, Mario's a ninja.
Who's ninja?
Ninjas rule. Yeah, let's start this debate. So, I'm trying to remember. So you got you just doing shows in Long Island, huh? Any plans to go into the city?
We work in and out of the city every once in a while. I mean, it really is an expense. It's really tough to get in and out of the city. So, if the situation hits the right time, you know, a lot of venues appears to be like dying. You know, it's really tough to get something going as far as gigs go. You know, we really have to go a little past the city. Even we have to start getting out to like Connecticut, Jersey.
Damn.
Armpit of America, you know, like, it's getting tough, you know, a lot of people, it's tough to really have an outlet for the type of music.
Yeah,
people
in my neighborhood, all right, it's your show, go ahead.
No, man, I was just saying,
I'm sorry, I wasn't done, go ahead.
No,
it's your turn, I'm sorry.
This is called Crosscut Radio, not FFR Radio, you know,
No, I understand, no, it's your show, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. So anyway, I was just going to say that, like, you know, New York, I mean, everyone's got shit to do, you know, but we want to get out there. We want to see, like, all the fucking inbred hillbillies that have nothing better to do but listen to a band like us. We think that's great fucking demographic. So if any of you fucking, you know, rednecks out there are listening, you know, we're going to come in and rear fucking bread asses, you know?
Well, I mean, if I can add, you know, in my neighborhood, especially in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there's a whole bunch of venues here. I mean, even I went to this one venue that's underneath this bar, and it's in, like, the utility basement, and it's freaking kick-ass. There's the trash bar. There's public assembly. Of course, the music hall of Williamsburg is here. There's a whole bunch of venues for you guys to come over here, and you don't even have to get off the island.
Hey, man, we will play anywhere, anytime, as long as, you know, as long as there's going to be people there and they're going to enjoy it, we will be there.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to work something out here, but, you know, a lot of these venues, they ask, you know, if you're going to be setting up something, or they, like, how much money, you know, you got, are you willing to spend? They're trying to rent out shit. I'm trying to make you some fucking money.
Yeah, man, that's the other thing, too, about New York, like, the only place, and I've played shows in, like, fucking 25 days or something. New York is the only fucking place in the world where they actually make you fucking pay to play, you know? Everywhere else, you fucking go, and they want to pay you. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to work something out, because, you know, there's a lot of other bands that we play here on Crotch Yacht Radio. I mean, we've actually filmed them, and, you know, these guys are hungry, and, you know, like, you guys are starving. You know, I'm trying to help you guys out, help you guys go get out there, because, you know what, I'm tired of listening to freaking Kid Cudi.
Who? No.
Kid Cudi, exactly.
Oh, Kid Cudi, yeah. Who the fuck is that? Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking on the radio. I mean, they got rid of the rock station here, and all you, like, oh, it's Lady Gaga 24/7. I'm like, Jesus, I just want to see her tits. I don't want to hear her mouth.
No, you don't want to see your tits, man. You obviously haven't seen them.
Hey, you know what? Tits, I like
tits. They're not good tits.
They're not good tits.
What do you think of Lady Gaga's tits? Blah. Blah. All I see that is blah. So good. Yeah, no, that's rotten fish, man. You don't want to go there.
What, does she have, like, crack whore tits or something? Do you know how they,
yeah,
you know, well, how
they like, nipple, like, mm-hmm. That's the thing, dude. She's, like, what, like, 23, 24, something like that? She's got, like, fucking saggy, droopy, stretchy-looking titties.
Damn. That's cocaine. That's cocaine titties, because, I mean, they're all deflated-looking with the nipples looking all sad because they're looking to the ground as if they're all ashamed and, like, oh, small titties.
Yeah, there's something good going on here. There's absolutely no reason to have sex with a woman. There really isn't.
Well, I mean, there's always a reason to bang out a chick. I mean, don't say that.
You go to a bar and find some drunk sluts, like a fucking lady.
Yeah, but imagine. I mean, imagine the stories you could tell.
So, hey, this chick lady, that's a great story.
Hey, you know, hey, I bang fat chicks, so, I mean, Lady Gaga is pretty much a step up for my ass, so.
All right, man. So, you know, yeah. You have to go fuck Lady Gaga.
All righty. And I'll do that. I'll do the hat trick, and I'll bang B. Arthur. Oh, wait, she's dead, right?
Dead?
B. Arthur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think of a real old broad that's famous, but that's all I can think of.
Hey, you know, you have some work to do before you really get down there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've always been a necrophiliac, so that's not a problem.
Hey, fuck you.
Nah, you know, hey, I'm just really. So I'm just looking. I'm looking at your site to see any upcoming shows. You got. Well, you guys are doing another radio show.
Yeah, we're cheating.
Oh shit.
Bastards.
We're doing another radio show called Take It or Leave It Radio. FMAM Internet. It's another internet radio show. Obviously not as good.
We like them a lot less. Crotch Shot. They're named a lot less creatively.
Mm. So, all right.
Now, where did you come up with the Crotch Shot name?
I like kicking the nuts.
So in other words, never do an in studio with you.
Wait, just don't piss me off, or else I'll just be like, don't even have a fucking studio. I see you guys April 17th. You're doing
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
To be announced in New York?
Well, we wanted to wait for Crotch Shot Radio to announce it, but we're officially having our listening party at a place called Sports Page in Lindenhurst. It's gonna be pretty cool. We're gonna be playing the whole CD in its entirety. It's gonna be a free event. You can come, buy tickets, buy shirts, buy by then maybe we'll have like a pre-order type thing for the CD. Right. We'll be giving out samples. We're hoping to do somewhat of an acoustic set as well.
So where is this again? So that way people could join in.
It's the sports. Dan's ripping ass over here. I'm sure. I'm sorry. Dan's ripping ass. It's gonna be at the Sports Page in Lindenhurst.
The sports page at Lindenhurst, New Jersey.
No, Long Island. We don't get off the island, man. We're shut-ins.
I hear you. Sometimes I barely want to take the one stop on the train to go into Manhattan.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We have visitors all the time in here. Yeah, we're on the radio, John.
John McCaldo. I'm sure
you've heard of the band, the Good Rats, right?
No.
Have you got any older listeners?
Yeah, we got some older listeners, but they probably listen to DeFranco and shit.
If you got older listeners, they're probably cursing at you right now. Because the Good Rats are kind of a big deal.
Oh, the good rats. Hold on. Let me call someone that's actually listening right now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Now, how many people you got listening right now?
We got like five.
Five. Nice.
Don't worry. It's all in the downloads. It's all in the downloads.
Well, do you have that chat still going for that thing?
Yeah, we got the chat. We got the chat on crotchshotradio.com/listenlive. We got people there.
Oh, nice, nice. Because we don't have a computer here. We're actually at our rehearsal studio. You caught us just before practice. So, are they talking shit about us?
No, they're not. They're talking shit about me. especially after that. After the whole fat chicks thing. So okay, we got someone someone anonymous. How do people find you? Go to that's my point.
It's www.ffrband.com.
Yep.
Or go to myspace.com/ffrrock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But oh man, dude, we are ripping them. You do not want to be in our rehearsal studio right now.
Oh, Crotch Shot Radio. You guys are farting.
No, these guys are. I am too, but yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
Dude.
I just farted and smelled the farted.
Jesus Christ! What, you guys are Dutch ovening each other? What shit?
Hey, everybody farts. Hey. Back to life.
Yeah,
we were sitting around. We're like, let's eat some fucking beans and broccoli, and then go on Crotch Shot Radio tonight.
Yeah, well, as long as you didn't drink Viagra, you take down some Viagra and some horny goat weed, I guess.
We have our producer in our studio right now.
Hey, Gary, what's up?
He's the mastermind that makes us sound like a band, kind of.
Ah, so let me guess. Auto-tune? How much auto-tune are you using for Mike?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Smart answer. The only reason why he's saying that is because we paid him.
Oh, okay, very good.
If the bill was still outstanding, he would probably be talking mad crap about us.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, all I'm saying is Smokescreen sounded like T-Pain was singing it.
T-Pain. That's because he was.
Oh.
And every once in a while, it's good to use it for a little fun.
Ah.
Not because the older the new one.
No,
I think.
Yeah, Still Hours.
Yeah, well, that's in the beginning. The beginning of Still Hours has a lot of that shit.
Ah. All right, well, we're going to. Which song should we play when we get into break? And we'll come back and we'll talk some more and bullshit some more. Let's take a musical break right now. What should I play first? Still Hours, Smokescreen?
Play Still Hours.
Alrighty. So, yeah, this is Still Hours live on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. We're here with FFR.
This is Still Hours. Yeah!
That was Still Hours by FFR. Check them out, myspace.com/FFRrock. We're going to be back with FFR after this commercial break.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Oh, well. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com, save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Evening, niggas. Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're back with FFR. What's up, guys?
Hey-o!
Head bops over there. Mike told me I'm not allowed to say that word.
What?
Mike told me I'm not allowed to say the N-bomb before the show, and there you go, dropping it.
Hey, I'm a color. They can get away with it.
Okay.
You're a color?
I'm a color. What?
That is our producer, Gary. We did not say that. The views expressed in this interview do not entirely reflect the views expressed by FFR. Thank you.
All right. Now that we got that legal mumbo jumbo out the way, let's just hold them down and gang rape them. So,
yeah.
He's asking for it. So, give two, it's, two blinks mean yes. So what else is going on? What should everyone know about FFR?
So about the what?
Show?
We have the listening party on April 17th.
All right.
We're gonna be on another internet radio station, which you can catch on our site. We're not going to advertise it on here for you, you know. But we're going to be on Friday, April 16th. May 6th, we're going to be playing at Mulcahy's in Wausau. That's actually a Thursday. Train accessible. It's going to be pretty sick. We got May 16th, which is going to be our album release show. It's a Sunday in Amityville at Ollie's Point. And June 12th, we're going to be playing East Meadow, otherwise known as East Ghetto.
Yeah.
At a place called Jake's Tavern. It's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a night with ourselves and good friends of ours, Craving Strange. So it's going to be a pretty sick...
He's in Jake's Taverns. Yeah, I've heard of those venues. Those are pretty good venues.
That's what we do, man. That's what we do. We don't mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know... Yeah, at least you guys are not playing the subway, you know?
Well, you know, you get a big crowd in the subway.
Hey, they make a lot of money. Them guys sitting pounding on that bucket. They make a lot of fucking money.
Actually, I dropped a five.
I'm not gonna front. There's this old brass ensemble that plays during the holidays, and they're playing like hip hop beats with fucking trombones and shit. So that's kind of hot.
Dan plays the rusty trombone.
Oh.
I do not know.
A rusty trombone is good with a filthy whore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I listen to ONA sometimes.
Dude, I'm an avid listener.
Yeah.
Avid listener.
Hey, they practically raised my ass.
What's that?
They practically raised my ass. I was listening to them in the junior high, and they got me through my first year of college.
Hell yeah, man.
Sex for sex. Yeah, I know. That was a dark day.
Great radio, but...
pretty funny, actually, but...
They got fired.
Yeah, I mean, they're back on the air on XM, but, you know.
Yeah, I got that.
You know what, though? It's never been the same, man. It's never been the same.
No, it hasn't. Yeah. It hasn't been the same. Nope. I mean, when they were on the air mornings, the morning radio didn't work, man. They were more of an afternoon crew. They were like punk rock. Just, all right, it's 3 o'clock. Hey, motherfuckers, welcome. It's ONA.
Absolutely,
like, you know, that's how I try to bring it over here. You know, I'm just climbing out of bed, just decided to do a fucking podcast and talk shit for like an hour. So
hey, man, can't beat that.
Yeah, no. So I mean, yeah, no, but it's good to have you guys on, man. You guys are really do kick ass. I mean, you heard me singing, "It's Still Ours." Yeah, so.
Oh yeah, so that was you singing. I couldn't hear on my phone, and somebody was like, "Is he singing that shit?"
Yeah, no, you can't help but not sing it. I was about to throw my panties at you, but I'm alone in my room.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
So
our producer Gary, he's the single one here.
He's
hey, I don't like the sausage. No stuff of fungu over here. What else? You guys got the listening party going on. You got the new album coming out, what, May 16th?
Yep.
You guys are doing shows. If people want more info, FFR Rock.
No, www.ffrband.com. And then, like I said, the website should be up and launched in about a week. But until then, you know, you go to the MySpace, even though nobody's on MySpace anymore.
We're on Facebook, too, though.
We are on Facebook, yeah. Under Farther From Resolution, we're under Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, let me... you guys would rather I link to the Facebook or the MySpace?
Well, yeah, people are more social on Facebook. MySpace is just for whoas.
Yeah.
The whoas.
If you go to our MySpace, you'll find that we're friends with a lot of Asian whores because of our old bass player.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Asian whores. The only problem with Asian whores is
No, don't get me wrong. Asian whores are great, but the thing is that, you know, he had lots of, like, strippers and porn stars to our friends. So, I mean, I think we have, like, a few thousand friends, but most of them are, like, you know, real friends. They're whores. They're internet whores. because our old bass player was being fat, and I guess maybe he added them on MySpace to get a chance to talk to him. I don't know. I'm not really sure of the reasoning, but...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm already a fan of you guys here. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking...
See? Up. You didn't even know it? Really fat. Weird.
Ah, damn it. I'm a... Yeah, I know. I'm kind of fucking nutty today.
Jesus. It's all right.
I hate it when I discover that my head is up my own ass. So yeah, Mutants at the Table at Table 9, coming out May 16, 2010. Check them out, facebook.com/pages/father-from-resolution. That'll work.
So, that'll work. And we got the main site, FFRband.com.
And the upcoming site, which is going to be FFRisgay.com.
Is that a fact? FFRisgay.com? Wow. You heard it here first.
Yeah, we are officially announcing that is going to be the sister site of FFRband.com. It's going to offer a counter, what's the word?
You're running your own hate site. That's hilarious.
An alternate view of FFR. Because, you know, I mean, everyone's like all about, you know, promoting their band as being awesome. So we figure we'll just kind of like put it out there. Hey, we're pretty fucking gay, you know?
Wow.
That's our marketing strategy.
Hey, you know, you guys gotta start somewhere. I mean, you got your own hate site. I mean, you gotta cover all bases. You know, if you gotta start wearing tight pants, you know, from Urban Outfitters just to attract some faggots to your show.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Hey, you know, they got money. They got money.
Sometimes, hey, that's your business, pal.
Hey, you know, just keep your hand out. Just keep your hand away from my package. That's all I gotta say.
The sausage.
Don't open your mouth while you're standing 2 inches away from my cock. Okay, it's not for you.
Wow.
It's not for you. It's not for you. It's. Well, you're not going to get some of my clam chowder down your throat. No, that's just strictly for the ladies.
All right, this has turned into like a fucking Dr. Ruth session. This is getting a little out of control now. AJ's uncomfortable now.
So AJ, AJ, you know, what do you do to cure impotence?
Wait, what? You know what, Louie? I was liking you until now, and now I'm just saying, fuck you, I'm done. That's it. You guys can interview the rest of the night. I'm done.
You walked off your show.
Wow.
Damn.
If you had a studio, AJ would have just walked out of it.
Hey, don't worry. I would have had the attack dog just push him back in, so don't worry.
Hello.
Hey. So, hey, poor AJ wasn't getting talked about until, you know, just ripping on him. Oh, well. So, it's done out of love. Don't worry. I'm a huge fan.
So, don't worry. I'll give you the reach around later.
Woo! Yeah. Don't worry. I'll go skiing, if you know what I mean.
With the, hey, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. So yes, I would like to thank you guys for coming on, man. We're about to close out the show. Anything else you guys want to tell people before we bounce?
Yeah, you know, John the Cat got just walked in. Did you look up the Good Rats?
No, I did not look up the Good Rats. I don't know what I never met a good rat. You know,
he's a good rat. He's a good rat.
He's a good rat.
You can feed this guy. I'm telling you.
Jimmy Breslin.
What's that?
Who, Jimmy Breslin?
I don't even know who that is.
The Good Rats. Oh, okay, found it.
There you go. All right, man. Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much what we have to say is FFRband.com, Mutants at Table 9, coming out May 16th. We got our listening party on the 17th, mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just pushing on, and Louie, thank you for all the support you've given us throughout the years, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. It's been my pleasure. You guys put out some kick-ass music. Before we close out the show, which song should we close out to?
What do you think? Move on or save us?
Move on.
Move on.
Save us. Freebird.
The 1962 version. No, that's too old.
Oh.
That's way too old.
Okay, so this is Move On by FFR. Like to thank everyone for listening. Again, check them out. myspace.com/FFRrock or go to FFR.com? What is it?
FFRband.com.
FFRband.com. All right, move on.
Thanks
guys.
Louis. Yep. Thank you, ladies.
This life's unsure, sometimes not fair, and I don't know if you give it a soul. I lie alone inside my head and find myself a real place to call my home. I wish I
for listening. Tune in tomorrow. We got the Angry Grandpa. So, yup. Latest. Whoop, whoop.